Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First and 10 at the 18. Hurts. Looks. Fires. It is incomplete. Was it intercepted?
Game's over.
Let's see.
It's intercepted.
It's intercepted by Tony Jefferson, and the game's over. Oh, my goodness.
Interception of the defense. That is the game.
Fourth interception of the game.
Yeah, oh my goodness, or some variation of it, was said in a lot of homes around the Delaware Valley last night. Said on the air here by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. He joins us, as he does after every game, to unpack it as the Eagles go down 22-19 last night in L.A. against the Chargers. Merrill, good morning. I know it was, I'm sure, a long night flying back. Merrill, how are you feeling this morning?
Merrill.
Well, it's a very, very disappointing loss. Every loss is disappointing, of course, but that one especially, because there they were on the doorstep, and even though they made so many mistakes during the game, they were on the precipice of winning that game, and it just didn't happen. What a weird deflection that was off the fingertips of one guy and grabbed almost by one person in one hand. It was just a crazy play, but a ball that probably shouldn't have been thrown in a situation like that, where you have a first down, you have several cracks at it, and you have to hit an open receiver, not somebody on a who was well covered at that point.
Yeah, Mayor, I agree. It felt like almost like a third down play, third and long play on first and 10, which didn't make any sense in that spot. Mayor, it was a very frustrating night, and the biggest source of frustration, as you can imagine, Mayor, with our listeners and callers today, is the quarterback and the turnovers. It's really become it's piling up the last few weeks after such a long stretch where Jalen took care of the football. Now we've gone the other way, and obviously last night, a career worst 5 turnovers for Jalen.
Yeah, you don't expect that, and you don't see that very often. In all fairness, there were several plays that really defined this game. I thought one of the plays was early in the game, on the first possession by the Eagles, when Jalen went downfield for A.J. Brown. I actually thought that's a pass. That's the reception that he usually makes. It was just on his fingertips. It would have set the whole tone for the game, so that was a big one. Another big one was when right before halftime they had a first and goal at the 2, and then there was a holding penalty that moved them back and they had to take a field goal. That was a big play. There was another play late in the game where, well, before that, one of the interceptions was a high pass for A.J. Brown, but a ball that you see him come down with so often, and that was a deflection for an interception. And then the other one was the pass into the corner of the end zone. And I guess A.J. Brown is so great, such a great talent, that you expect him to make the really tough catches. If it's a 50-50 ball for most people, it's like a 90-10 ball for A.J. Brown. And that was a pass into the corner of the end zone that would have put the Eagles up by a touchdown and would have made all the difference in the world. And instead, that one was, there was somebody grabbing his arm and making a great defensive play. But I've seen A.J. Brown make tougher balls, tougher catches than that, where he just snatches it away and says it's mine.
Mara, I agree. And here's the thing. None of them, I would say, would have been super easy routine plays, but they're all plays he can make. They're all plays we've seen him make before. And Merrill, the surprising part, I guess, when you add them together the way you just did is you called it 50-50. You would think one of those three, at bare minimum, A.J. Brown comes down with. And unfortunately, last night, it just kind of was the story of the game. He couldn't get any of them, Merrill. Felt like all the bounces went the wrong way last night. All of the plays went the wrong way. And it really, it was one of the more frustrating games I've remember with the Eagles in a long time, because you said it to start the call. They still had a legitimate chance to win a game in which they made so many mistakes.
Well, hasn't that been the case really for the last 3 weeks? Letting a 21-0 lead dissipate in Dallas, the opportunity to beat the Bears on a tush push and it gets snatched away. There were so many opportunities over these last 3 weeks, and that's what's so disappointing. But, and I hate to be overly optimistic at this point, but the fact of the matter is there are still 4 games left.
Tell them, man.
And this team is still in first place in the NFC East, and they have the Raiders, of all people, coming in this Sunday, a 2-11 team. So if they can't win this, they don't deserve to go to the playoffs. But they have a great opportunity to bounce back and then move on from there. And then they have Washington twice in the last 3 weeks. They have a tough game in Buffalo. But, again, the Commanders are just playing horrible football. So I still believe there's a good chance that this team can finish 11-6. As badly as we all feel about what happened last night, and we know that's not the norm from Jalen Hurts, he's not a guy who turns the ball over. He just had his worst night, his worst nightmare. And if you look back, the last time they turned it over like that was Michael Vick had a 4-turnover game. And Michael Vick was a great, great quarterback.
Yeah, it has been a long time. Merrill, you said it's Sunday against the Raiders. They're a big favorite in the game, and the Raiders are one of, if not the worst teams in pro football. So hopefully it is a bounce back.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And, you know, here's another thing that surprised me. We went into this game. The thing I said to Mike on the pregame show, look, the Eagles have a great opportunity because Justin Herbert is not going to be with one surgically repaired left hand. He's not going to be go under center and use play action. Well, that went out the window, and he's not going to be able to run the ball much because he's not going to take a chance of falling on that hand that was just went under surgery a week ago. Well, he did everything. He hurt the Eagles more with his legs than he did with his arm.
I agree. You know what? He didn't have a good statistical night, but I was impressed watching Herbert's toughness. I mean, I was surprised he kept getting up. They hit him all night with pressure and with sacks. Good night most of the time for the Eagles defense. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Get some rest this week, and we'll catch up with you Sunday pregame show as we get ready for hopefully a bounce back and a win over the Raiders. Merrill,
have a good one, Merrill.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Everybody needs this. Everybody.
You
so
know it.
Hopefully it'll happen Sunday.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. Thank you, Merrill. There he goes. Merrill Reese with us there on a Tuesday after the game. He's right about that. I walked away from the game. I don't even know what Herbert's numbers were. I'm sure they weren't good. The Eagles defense played well. I was impressed with how tough he was. I was like, you said it to start, and we got mad at you because you were bringing up a positive. They did hit him all night long.
Man, they got after him.
My goodness.
They got after
him, I was surprised he kept getting up.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at that, man, and most quarterbacks, you know, when you hit them as much as he got hit and he's already hurt, they usually turtle up. He didn't do that.
No.
He was tough. And that's why, you know, you take your hat off to the defense. They had moments where they didn't look that great, but they brought it last night.
They really did. I mean, after
he threw for 139 yards
and
one TD.
What would you say? Half of that was on the first drive,
yeah,
right? The Vidal pass down
the
field? I mean, the Eagles' pass defense last night was outstanding. I thought Cooper played well.
Extremely well.
Jalex Hunt is probably their best edge right now. I thought they did a good job on that side of the football. Let's go back to the phone lines here, react to all this. Obviously, the loss, where the season is, and the big story right now, which is the quarterback. I think we have a quarterback problem, and I haven't said those words in 5 years. Omar in West Philly's up.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody? Good morning. How's everybody doing?
What's up, man?
Omar, we're trying to get through.
It's a tough one. But just like we said, though, man, like, we had the tough part. This is probably the toughest NFL schedule, right? Almost probably like the history, like the NFL. We don't have like 2 back-to-back games, right? It's tough schedule. Right? You know what I mean? We number one inside the NFC East, and we got the playoffs coming up. I mean, it's like, as painful as it is, like, they were doing different stuff. And, like, Jalen Hurts was making a few good throws in there. And I
Omar,
just think,
Omar,
you know
Omar,
saying,
Omar, 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 please, Omar, Omar, please. Omar, he threw the ball 40 times. If the best thing we could say is he had a few good throws, that's not good. For he threw the ball 40 times.
No, but he had the drops, right? He had the drops. You know what I'm saying? We cannot, you know what I'm saying, to you, overlook the drops. And what we can overlook is that he threw it over the middle. The Devontae, that was a big third down play that he made. And we haven't really seen those. And again, some of the stuff.
No. We're now treating a quarterback that we spent the entire offseason fighting with each other, is he top five, like he's a first-year rookie quarterback. This is the way they're talking about Caleb Williams in Chicago. Right? Like, there's some down, there's some up and down, but they're pointing out the good because he's still developing as a young quarterback. This is a sixth-year quarterback that is paid like one of the biggest players in the NFL.
Why do they all pay like that? I mean,
No. But once that happens,
they all make that kind of money.
No. But once that happens, it changes the expectations because for every time you pay a quarterback, you have to subtract six players from your football team. That's why Josh Sweat isn't here. It's why Milton Williams isn't here. It's why the Eagles' best.
No, but we could have cut. No.
We
could have cut McCoy back.
But the point is, when you pay a quarterback, you have to lose other players. It's a salary cap, right?
Right, but the same quarterback that gave you 95 points in the last championship.
Wonderful. Guess what? A career isn't two games, Omar. Now he stinks.
Yeah, but you can't judge. Judge him off of going back to back, though. That's not fair. Judge him off of having a dynasty like he had failure. I mean,
what dynasty? Hold on. What dynasty, Omar? What are you talking about? Dynasty?
Y'all judging him off of having like a dynasty. Like, if he don't go back to back, the season was a failure. That's not necessarily the case. He just won a Super Bowl. He took you to two Super Bowls. I mean,
If this season ends and he's the 25th ranked quarterback in the NFL, what do you say?
You said, well, I'm sorry, say it again.
If this season ends and he's the 25th quarterback in the NFL in terms of statistics.
Come on, ranking.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do?
That's fine. Well,
oh,
I mean,
no,
Mahomes
it's not.
Is bad,
no,
too.
No.
Mahomes has had 10 points.
Oh, stop, stop.
Like, Mahomes has had, like, he's having a bad year. Like, sometimes quarterbacks have bad years. It happens.
No more. I can't do the Mahomes thing.
So what you going to do? I'm saying, what you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. Omar, I'm not going to do a thing. I could tell you what Howie Roseman's going to do. He's going to get a new quarterback, Omar.
I don't think so.
Okay,
Omar. I mean, we'll see.
Here's what we'll do. We'll see. Go back and find me the years in the last 20 years where the Eagles get this bad of quarterback play and just bring it back the next year. It doesn't happen. The Eagles don't do
they
that.
They did it in 2023. They got him a good coordinator. Look
no,
what happened.
He was better than this in 23.
They got him a good coordinator.
They were
putting,
I disagree, Omar. I disagree. They were putting up more points. They were moving the football way better. Yeah, he threw interceptions in 23. He played better than this. I think we're forgetting 23. This, guys, five-game stretch where eight turnovers and four touchdowns and a 57% completion percentage. I don't think we're realizing the gravity of the quarterback season we're watching. He's 25th in success rate. He is 20th in QBR. I mean, what do you want me to say?
It's tough, man. I mean, there's no question about it, but he's one of the most decorated quarterbacks in the NFL. Not saying that he's above reproach.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Why does that matter?
Because that's the reason why he got the money, Joe.
Wasn't Russell Wilson one of the most decorated?
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think Jalen's there yet. That's why he's going to get the benefit of the doubt.
But I don't understand. If a quarterback plays bad, who cares what he did in the past? I'm asking a question. Why does it matter
because
to anyone?
Because you get that deference. It's always like that. Well,
I don't
maybe
think
he had
it
a
is.
Bad game. How many bad games? How
no,
many
no,
games?
This is a bad season.
How many bad games have Jalen had like this? You know why I push back on that, Joe? Because like I said, I'm watching the same games that you watch, and Troy Aikman when they had a bad game and he wasn't scoring that much. Trackman validated by saying, well, you know, it looks his way as long as they're winning. And I guess that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, that is all that matters. Last night, he was exposed. There's no question about that. He was exposed last night. He was put, and it's his fault.
94 WIP breaking news.
We do have a positive.
What do we got?
And Hugh just lost a bet.
I knew it was coming.
Slugger Kyle Schwarber and the Philadelphia Phillies are finalizing a five-year, $150 million contract, according to Jeff Passan and ESPN.
I'm paying you in pennies.
Needed it today. So five, what is it, 5-150?
5-150.
5-150. Hugh, we needed some good news in the studio
Congratulations.
Today.
Congratulations. I'm paying you in pennies, Kyle.
All right.
Just so you know.
All I wanted was the bragging rights. You were wrong. I was right.
Good job by the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton getting this done. Hugh, I always thought he was coming back.
I didn't think he was coming back.
I know you didn't. But I did get a little bit concerned with all the teams involved. I was watching a video last night where Joel Sherman was talking about there's like more people are involved in the Schwarber thing than even for better players, right? Like Kyle Tucker's probably a better player, but Schwarber had more teams involved, right? So that made me concerned a little bit. Like, is one of these teams just going to go to a different level than the Phillies wanted to go to? Hugh, I'm just glad they ended it now. Do not let this thing linger because, you know, if it lingered and it went two more weeks, well then, all right. Then if maybe options to replace him if he did leave go off the board. Hugh, I think it's a great move by the Phillies. I don't think 5 years is too much. I mean, sure, I'd rather four with a guy in his 30s. But, Hugh, I think 5 years is appropriate. I think he's going to age well. And I feel that this is a great move by the Phillies to bring him back.
Yeah, you know what else? He's going to the World Baseball Classic, too, man. I saw that, and I had a feeling that today might be today because, you know, he's got a lot of good news today. So he's going to the World Baseball Classic as well.
Well, it's a good job by the Phillies. 5 years, 150. I do not think that is an overpay. I think his bat is worth that. And I know there's always that concern with a slugger in his 30s. Is he going to fall off a cliff? He doesn't play defense. When I watch him, I'm reminded of what David Ortiz did late in his career. And David Ortiz hit all through his 30s. And even if he's not quite Ortiz, he's not that far off. I love the fact that Kyle Schwarber's coming back. Hugh, I'm just happy we have some good news today. I needed something positive.
Yeah, we needed that. Yeah, we had a rough night. We're having a rough day. We're going to get through this, though.
Well, I mean, we will. I don't know. Is the football team going to get through it?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
In terms of?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I think
what's
today,
okay mean?
What is okay? I think they bounce back.
Like beat the Raiders?
They beat the Raiders.
Okay, that's
like the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl, that might be pie in the sky. That might be a little pie in the sky. Yeah.
So I just to wrap up before we go back to the phone lines, what we were discussing, you bring up his resume. The only thing that matters now is what the Eagles think he's going to be the rest of the season and next year moving forward.
I agree with that.
So, like, that's it. So, like, when we have these discussions over the next few weeks and then into the offseason, guys, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't care that he won the Super Bowl MVP last year. It's not germane for me.
Well, this is why it's germane, Joe, because they are going to allow him to work himself out of that because of what he's done in the past.
I don't agree with you.
I'm telling you what it is.
But maybe for this.
I hear you not agreeing with me, but I'm telling you what it is.
For this week or for next season?
Well, for this week.
Okay, that's,
like,
that's
this
fine.
Is, like,
that's
Joe.
I agree with that.
We got four games to figure out what Jalen Hurts is. And Jalen Hurts is on the clock because let me tell you probably what was going to happen if this game didn't happen. He probably was going to ask for some more money.
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
Well, you're talking about a guy who had a successful season. That's coming off of Super Bowl MVP. That's what a pass matters. That's taking his team to the playoffs. Say if they won a couple playoff games, he's going to ask for some more money.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if that's going to be like you probably after last night's game and potentially what could happen moving forward, you're probably not going to be in a position to do that.
Yeah, when we get, again, I agree. I think you're right about this week, right? Right now, I think he's going to start the game on Sunday. I'm just saying as we move forward into the offseason, the only thing that matters for me is, do they think he's the right quarterback to lead them into 26 and beyond? And if the answer is yes, it's yes. If the answer is no, then him playing a good game in February of 2025 really doesn't matter
anymore. Let me tell you what I think potentially could happen in this situation. And you kind of touched on it. Will they draft a quarterback? Yes, they probably will. How high? Don't know. Because I don't know, like, right now, the hot quarterback. I know what Arch is coming. I think Arch is coming out this year.
Potentially.
And it's a couple other guys, but that's the one that name jumps out to me immediately. I don't know if they're going to do that. But, last night was telling. No question about it. Last night was telling.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I'm going back and forth. Is it going to be a first-round quarterback or a second-round quarterback at this point? I mean, that's where I sit here today. I mean, I this reminds me a lot of 2019 Wentz. Not 2020, and then that keeps coming up. It's 2019 when you started to see the signs. It was going the wrong way, and they hedged. They went and got Jalen, and it was a great draft pick. 215-592-9494. We did promise you we'll hear from Sirianni and Hurts here. Can we, we got more news?
Well, what do you got? Non-Phillies news, okay. But the Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz.
Oh, so just getting better?
Yeah.
Okay. Their bullpen was their weakness. Now they get a closer.
Now I'm back down.
Okay. Well,
just like that.
Yeah. I worry about him in October. We got Schwarber back. Can I have the positive? Can we just stick with the positive? Also, is there some news on Lane Johnson? Sounds like maybe this week.
Yeah, said it sounds like they're getting back soon. He didn't give like a timetable, but Lane posted the eyes emoji
I saw
before
that
the
last
game.
Night. Yep.
Sounds like he's eyeing up next week is my guess.
Can we hear from Sirianni? He was asked, as we kind of banter about changes and future and all that, he was asked last night if he's going to stay the course when it comes to coaching, personnel. Well, here's how he answered that one.
Are personnel responsibility changes on the table, or is the plan?
Yeah, we'll stay the course. We'll just keep grinding it out and get ourselves out of this little hole that we're in.
Hugh, I thought he did a good job by answering that as quickly and as swiftly as he did. Because
you already know that we're going with this.
Yeah, of course.
Like, Joe, there was a chance last night, like just going through the different scenarios of how the day was going to go. I had a feeling that this was going to be one of them. And this is the one that came to light. All the questions, I'm not about to sit here and say that they're not valid questions when you talk about benching the quarterback because he played horrendous last night. But there's also a monetary value tied to that I don't think a lot of people understand. And the fact that Jalen has had success in the past, you give him, he gets another chance just because of that. Now, next week is going to be telling. And how he handles it is going to be telling. Because it's probably going to be more of the same. You know, they're going to try to open this offense up just a little bit more. How does he respond to that? And that was one of the things that he said last night that really resonated with me. Is how he responds to this because he's on the clock now. The eyes are on you. Hmm. You know, there's been a lot of people when we talked about this weeks ago and nobody wanted to hear it. This is where we are. So it's one of those things where you got to respond. And if you don't, then you're probably going to be in a bad spot.
Yeah, let's hear from Jalen last night talking about, he was asked about Nick Sirianni being more involved in the offense. How did that go? And I like the way he answered this question.
I think he played a very good role this week, provided some structure and kind of organized some things for us. Obviously, we still have ways and room for improvement. But I look at myself first. I look the man in the mirror first and say, how can I respond to all those things? So, the mentality, as I've said, is to execute everything as called and try and bring the strategy, you know, that we're taking in that game to life as best as I can. And I just want to find ways to continue to improve that.
So look, he was asked that question about Sirianni, you know, being more involved. Obviously, there's a lot of ways you could think about it, right? They had one of their worst games with Sirianni involved. But I think he answered the question appropriately. I got to look at myself, right? Like, that's the only way to answer that question. He's got to play better.
Sing it, Hugh.
The man in the mirror.
Looking at the man in the mirror?
That's what he
appreciate
said.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, he does have to look at the man in the mirror.
Well, we're looking at that man in that mirror. Our 215-592-9494. We'll react to all this coming up on the other side. Also, we'll get to a few other issues we had last night. There were a lot, right? It wasn't just Jalen Hurts, even though he's the biggest story right now. The head coach, the wide receiver, we'll get to it all. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
To change his way.
You think they should play this for Jalen during his press conference a couple days from now? Jalen.
Yeah.
Like, he comes out to this for his press conference.
Well,
He lightens the mood a little bit.
Here's the reality of all of this, is that AJ didn't look great last night. He had some alligator arms on a couple plays that he had. That's why you never point the fingers at anybody, man, because it's always got – you point one finger at somebody, you always got 3 points back at you.
Well, you do. I mean, you have all that. And look.
94 WIP breaking news.
How about the Philadelphia Phillies here dropping news left and right? All right, so a few minutes ago, Hugh, we found out Kyle Schwarber back, 5 years, $150 million. According to Dodd Solecki, the Phillies have also extended Rob Thompson's contract through the 2027 season.
Not a lame duck.
Not a lame duck. So is that a one-year extension? I guess he had, he was through 2026. So they keep doing the same thing, right? They keep adding the year. There was a story yesterday. They hadn't, I guess it was Dombrowski that spoke yesterday and said they hadn't agreed to the deal yet, which they talked about when the season had ended. So look, I mean, Hugh, to me, this one was a no-brainer. You cannot bring a manager back as a lame duck. We saw that here in 2022. Joe Girardi was a lame duck, and it wore on him. It wore on the team every time they lost a game.
Yeah.
He was asked about his contract status, and if he's thinking about it when he makes moves, it becomes a distraction. So regardless of where you are on Topper, I think this is, if he's the manager, he has to have more than a year left on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just a good look. You don't want the guys looking at him like he's not going to be there long.
Yeah.
And you know, he has been pretty good. We've had some early exits as far as the playoffs is concerned, but you know, the way he's rallied his team during the regular season, yeah, he deserves it.
Also, it's not prohibitive to them if they do make a decision after this year. I mean, it's 1 year on a manager's contract, right? Like if they want to move on after next year, it doesn't matter.
Phillies couldn't wait to the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Oh, you just wanted to, you wanted to have this whole
well,
day.
Well, we were trying to react to the nonsense now.
One thing at a time. Everybody.
I know. It is a lot. It is a lot.
Jeez.
And I do feel a little pep in my step that Schwarber's back. I mean, I do.
I mean, needed it.
I needed it a lot.
I got a pocket full of pennies.
Yeah. Well, you owe him $4, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him what, that 400 pennies.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you could find 400 pennies.
No, I got them.
Yeah, you're cooked.
I got them. The mint, they just printed the last penny.
No, I got them.
I take Venmo.
You have 400 pennies?
Yeah, I got them. Yeah, I'm going to bring them to you tomorrow. You'll get them tomorrow. You get your money tomorrow.
Hold on a second. Why do you have 400 pennies?
Because I keep my pennies.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep that jar of pennies in here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cash them in. I'm just going to leave them here as a reminder to you.
How you know I'm going to put them in a jar? I'm going to put them in a Crown Royal bag.
Whatever it is. They're going to be on display. You're going to have to look at them every day as a reminder that you lost the bet.
What, Joe? What?
Why do you keep your pennies?
What do you mean?
What are you keeping pennies for?
For a rainy day, like today, when I can be petty. I got petty in me.
I know you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, as I look at this phone, I'm just saying, anybody that's coming for me, they better be prepared because
okay.
I got petty.
Well, we'll get to that. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up. First, let's hear from some characters that were playing a role in last night's game, not named Jalen Hurts. Not a great night for A.J. Brown. Let's hear from him after the game on how he played and not making those plays.
Man, that won't hurt me. That won't hurt me. No, I'm more than capable of making those plays. You know, Jalen trusts me in this situation. You know, I made some plays, but, you know, I wasn't great when it mattered, you know.
On the one over the middle, there was a guy bearing down on you. Did you sense that?
Yeah, it was just going to be another tough one, you know. I'm more than capable to make that grab for him. Like, Jalen was, he stepped up in the pocket, you know, he under pressure. You know, so like I said, I'm more than capable of making that one for him, man. That one hurt.
All right, can we unpack the three bad ones from AJ? How bad did you think they were? So the first one was the first drive of the game, right? The shot play.
Mm-hmm.
It just was over his outstretched arm. I don't know. It was called a drop. Did you consider that a drop? I mean, it's one I've seen him make. He can make it. It just felt like they just were an inch off. I didn't think. I thought it was a fine ball by Jalen. I thought AJ gave a pretty good effort on the ball. It just, that to me felt, Hugh, like a 50-yard shot down the field that they were like...
Just a little hair off.
Hair off. So that one...
You give him grace on that.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him for that.
Okay.
The one where he seemed to see the defender and he ended up having the ball ricochet off his hands for an interception.
Yeah, he got turtled. He turtled.
Well, I think there's a two-parter on this. And maybe I saw it wrong. Maybe you guys saw it differently. Did the ball get tipped? Because that was a duck out of Jalen's hands. It was high. Not too high to catch, but I thought the ball out of Jalen's hands was not a spiral.
He had one against the Bears last week, too, that they were like, well, that must have been tipped.
But at least that was a windy night. Like, he's in a dome last night. I don't know what that was. And I thought it was a two-part problem. The ball did not come out of Jalen's hands well. And AJ, I think, Hugh, you said it. He saw the defense about to crush him.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't taking that hit.
He alligator.
But it's funny, man, because, and here's the thing. AJ usually takes those hits. You know what I mean? He's a big physical receiver. I guess he didn't want no parts.
Yeah. Of the three, that one frustrated me the most with AJ because I thought he didn't want the hit, and that's why that ball ricocheted off his hands for an interception. The last one that could have won the game, I don't know. I mean, the corner grabbed his arm as he's trying to squeeze the ball. I thought that was a difficult – it was a great throw by Jalen. No, that was probably Jalen's best ball of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, where the corner's arm came down as he's trying to squeeze the ball, I just thought, like – I'm not surprised it kind of popped out.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to catch that, man. It's like anytime, I was always told, I've never played receiver, but if it hits your hands, if it's close enough in your proximity, you're supposed to catch that.
Yeah. The second one, the one that led to the interception was the most frustrating one. All right. Let's also hear from Cam Jurgens last night, because we keep hearing them say they prepare well, they're on point in practice, and then it goes wrong during the games. Well, Cam said something differently last night.
I think we got to be clean during the week, you know, in practice, walkthrough, everything's got to be clean. And, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game. And, you know, I don't think we're cleaned up during the week.
Here, what do you make of that? I mean, they keep saying that they practice well and it goes wrong in the games. Cam Jurgens says, they got to be cleaner during the week.
I mean, if that's the case, man, that means you're not locked in.
Yes.
To some of the things that you're supposed to be doing. And if that's the case, then that's on the coaching staff. Because I remember being in practice, and when you mess something up, if you didn't know it, one or two things happen. Like either you ran the play again or you didn't play Sunday. So you got to clean that up.
I agree. And it's been a year-long thing with the penalties and not being on the same page. And that brings you inside to maybe the practice isn't as clean, isn't buttoned up as you want it to be. All right, one more here. Let's talk about the head coach, Hugh. Nick Sirianni has had a very strange season for me when it comes to in-game decisions. I just, around the two-minute warning, the Packer game, the Lion game, I try to rationalize what he's doing, and I don't understand. Let's talk about before halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they give the ball back after they kick the field goal. It's like 43 seconds to go. The Chargers trying to make a drive, and Herbert gets picked off, right? Adoree Jackson gets the pick right before, mm-hmm. by midfield. And the Eagles have, and then there's a penalty, right? I think it was Vidal got, what did he get? The unsportsmanlike conduct because he slammed Dorey Jackson down. So the ball gets moved to like the 30-something yard line. Like
yeah, because he was out of, because Dorey was out of wind, winded or something, right?
Yeah. So yeah. They're in, you know, field goal territory, but it's a long field goal. And let's be real, Jake Elliott hasn't been great this year from distance, like a 48-yarder, 10 seconds to go. And instead of, and they have timeout. I think they have two timeouts. 10 seconds to go, two timeouts. Hugh, instead of running, what I thought they should do was just run the ball, right? Try to get, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 yards, call the timeout, and then give Elliott a little bit of an easier field goal. Instead, they send the offense back out for Jalen Hurts to just launch the ball out of bounds to say, I don't know, like that's to waste 4 or 5 seconds. So the field goal will be the last play of the half, but obviously no advancement of the ball.
I guess taking a shot.
But it wasn't a shot. He threw the ball out of bounds.
Well, I guess, like in theory. The play was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To like get the ball out of his hands quick and take a shot, and that wasn't the case.
I don't even know if it was that.
It was a few plays like that last.
No, I know, but I think they told him to throw the ball out of bounds.
You think so? That makes no sense.
What was he doing then?
Maybe in that situation, he didn't get the read that he wanted. Okay, and he didn't want to waste any time.
Maybe like he...
Like devil's advocate, yeah.
No, maybe I see what you're saying. Maybe if there was something there...
They thought they had a play.
And then if not, just...
Just throw the ball away. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you might be right. Because when they snapped the ball, Jalen just looked and threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, because if it's not there, kind of like what Herbert had one of those last night when it wasn't there. Towards the end of the game, kicked the field goal. He just threw it away.
So...
Because you don't want to burn too much time. You're burning time already.
Right. I think the idea is you want the field goal to be the last play, right? Yeah. Go into the half. But again, it's not a 25-yard field goal. It's not 30. Maybe a few extra yards on a run makes it a little bit more doable. It's a missed field goal. Here's Sirianni on what they were doing before the half.
There was the sequence at the end of the game there. I think it was prior to 2 in the morning where you threw it twice, one to AJ, one to Devontae. Why throw there as opposed to run it?
Yeah, they had some heavy boxes right there. I think you saw us get down in there with a heavy box with a slant route to AJ. And, you know, we weren't at that time. We were kind of bleeding 1 or 2 yards in there because of some of the pressures that they were bringing. I thought that was our best plan of attack. It didn't work. So you got to put that on me. Anytime we don't come out here with a win or something like that happens, I'll always take that blame.
All right, so he's describing there. That's on me. So we were talking about the first half. Hugh, there was also the second half before they go into overtime. What did you make of them instead of wasting time? That's what he's describing there. Instead of wasting time running the ball before the two-minute warning to try to give the Chargers less time, they took the two shots. The clock didn't run. It gave the Chargers 2 full minutes to go on their field goal drive.
I didn't agree with that. The run, that's the part of the game where I was trying to figure out what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it like, okay, what is your end game? You know, you can't play for the tie. You're definitely not playing for the tie. So I would have ran Saquon as much as I possibly could,
yep,
and get myself in position to try to go for the touchdown. The running game was paying you huge dividends at that point, and Saquon was running hard. He was running like the accountability bunny was putting in front of his locker to try to say that he was soft.
Positivity.
Accountability. And he was accountable. That's what I'm talking about. When I said accountability bunny, that's what he was talking about.
Right, what about there. Everybody else? Were they accountable last night?
Well, it all depends on who we're talking about.
Quarterback.
I feel like Devontae was trying to do his thing.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like the defense was trying to do his thing. Jalen Phillips, he's run averse. He don't want to play the run.
Mm-mm.
He don't want to play.
I think
run.
You hit it a couple days ago when you said it reminded you of Reddick towards the end here when he's going for the sacks. Here's my issue with the end of the game sequence by the Eagles. Justin Herbert is running for his life, right? Their offensive line is terrible. He's very likely on basically every drive to take a sack. So the way I viewed it was the Chargers need as much time as they possibly can get because everything's hard for them because they don't have an offensive line. So I thought running the clock down instead of taking the shots was the appropriate way to do it. They didn't do it that way. I just think Sirianni's had a very strange season around the two-minute warnings on the second quarter and the fourth quarter. The one thing I did not disagree with him last night on was not playing for the tie. I think you had to go for the win.
Yeah,
I was cool with that. That in overtime and all that. Now, the interception at the end obviously was a disaster, but I'm cool with the idea of we got to go win the game with a touchdown here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Daryl, who's in North Philly, up on WIP. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, what's going on now?
Hey, Daryl, what's up?
All right, so I need you to stay with me.
I'm with you.
Going into this season, everybody had their predictions that the Eagles weren't going to be as good as they were last year because of injuries, trades, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're on track for what everybody already predicted, right?
To some degree. Yeah, I mean, if they go 11-6, if they end up winning 3 out of their last 4, that's probably around where most people thought, 11-6, yeah.
And we also understand that most teams, because only 9 in history, repeated Super Bowls. So it wouldn't be like a deal breaker if we didn't win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay. I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you.
Walk with him, Joe. Walk with him.
I'm walking with you.
A little coping.
All right. Now we're critical, which he deserves all of the criticism that he gets. But if we're going to treat Jalen this way and hold him to everything, every person who y'all say is better than Jalen has multiple 3 and 4 interception games. So let's have the same energy for them that we have for our quarterback.
No.
We've been watching football for a long time, and we haven't won this. This is the best era of Philadelphia football. He deserves some leeway, not just one game or 2 games where we're ready to get rid of him.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
No, why?
You've been watching football for so long and only saw 3 Super Bowls.
No, so Darryl, I don't. That's not the way I view sports.
Two of them is from Jalen.
That's wonderful. To me, it's what are you going to do now moving forward? All I care about, and all the Eagles should care about, is from this moment forward, and then we get to the offseason, obviously there's a lot on the table, is he the best option to go win the next Super Bowl? What is done is done. The leeway stuff is for losing organizations. What's done is done, and now what are they going to do now?
But what they're going to do is go back in the lab and recover and improve. I mean, this is, it's a journey. It's not like a one and done thing. No football. What team have you, like, the expectations that you have right now? What team is that model example?
Well, but we're talking about two different things. I'm not saying blow up the Eagles core, because I think you're right. Right, they have a core that won a Super Bowl. And with some tweaks, whatever that is, they could go win another one next year or whatever. Like, they're going to be good for, they should be good for a while. But that's different than the particular player, Jalen. I mean, you brought up repeating. You know, Darryl, I go back to 2018. 2018, they were coming off the Super Bowl, right? The year before, Wentz was an MVP candidate. By the end of 2018, I was done with Wentz. I said right here on this station, he's the problem, and they got a problem here. So, like, I don't care what happened last year. If the player is declining, who cares?
Well, how can we say a player is declining?
Well, because we have eyes. We have eyes. You don't see it?
Yeah, I see that we got a busted up line, which was the run game is not working no more, which they get to the quarterback a little more. I'm not taking all of the blame off of Hurts. He gets half of the blame, too. I mean, it's a whole lot of blame to go around. With the coaching, the play calling, the injuries, everything. So we owe it to our team. This is our team. Ride with the team, good and bad.
Well, they also. I hear you, but the team also owes it to the team, right? The Howie owes it to the roster to put the best quarterback out there, Darryl. And Darryl, we got appreciate the phone call. If that is still Jalen, then he gets to be the quarterback. I mean, that's. You know, ultimately, the Eagles make these decisions. We just give our opinion on them. He will be the quarterback as long as they think he's the best option.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's like there's no question. Ride on that plane. I wanted to ask Merrill, but you know, Merrill's not going to answer that question. But riding back last night.
You think they were sleeping?
Nah.
No?
He wasn't. I mean, nobody. I don't think anybody sleep. They were. I would imagine that people were replaying the game over in their heads. They probably were watching film. You know, back in the day, we used to have the little viewer things. You could see the film.
Yeah.
Like, so it's probably, they probably watch it on their iPads or whatever. That was probably uncomfortable, especially when you talk about the way that the quarterback played, the way that the offensive line had penalties that killed drives and things of that nature. There was some soul searching going on the plane.
No question. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Jack in Redding is up on WIP. Hey, Jack.
Joe, how are we today?
Jack? Well, I've been better. I mean, tough night last night.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I can't believe you're running a one-man crew there since I think Hugh's still in La La Land, wherever he's at. But
hey, Jack.
Anyway,
hey, Jack, I'm about to tell you like this. If you want to do this, Jack, I looked up your stats now. I'm not going to tell anybody what school you go to, but you peaked in high school. So if you want to do this, Jack, we can do this.
Hugh, listen, I've only played my freshman year. I told you I had surgery this past season.
But like I said, Jack, I went through your resume. Jack, you're not even the second string quarterback on your squad, and you're gonna sit here and try to get me. Jack,
I just had surgery.
You ain't even a rising star on your team, so I'll let you finish. Go for it.
Let's get to the point. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. And Joe, you've made great points this entire show. That's why I like to listen to you the most. But anyway, I mean, can we just accept that it's getting that time to just move on from him? I mean, it's just. Last year was such a fluke with him, and it's unbelievable how people still think he's the answer to start this dynasty and continue this dynasty.
Well, we're getting I'm getting close to the point where I think we have a problem. I mean, I think we have a quarterback problem because I think he's declining, and I think there's some similarities to what happened to Russell Wilson, who was a good quarterback, but when it started to go, it went fast, and sometimes I think we get fooled by like the stats, right? Like the touchdown interception ratio or the quarterback rating, and you watch the games and you realize there's a problem here. And I think the Seahawks saw that with Wilson, and so did Sean Payton. And I feel like we're fast tracking towards that, unfortunately, with Jalen.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's obvious, it's evident that, you know, typically when you're an NFL quarterback, you progress when it comes to reading defenses and getting through.
Wait a minute, hold up, Jack. This is where I got to jump in. What you know about being an NFL quarterback? Like, what NFL game have you played in, young man?
Okay, Hugh, what do you know about being an NFL quarterback?
I know about being in the NFL, and I also know about starting in college.
Can I jump in? Let's just stop. before we guys, it doesn't matter if he is a high level player or not, right?
No,
Most of our callers are.
I wasn't a high level player. This is the problem that I had with this call right here. Jack is trying to be cute, talking about apologizing. I'm not apologizing. You know what? If your dad would have taught you some manners, you wouldn't even be calling in trying to do this. Like, seriously.
Hugh, I don't understand why you're so angry about it. You had a point.
I'm definitely not mad.
You're right. I apologize.
So
I'm calling you out on your career now.
Okay.
That's what it is.
What do I know about playing quarterback?
It comes with the territory, Hugh.
Okay. What do I know about playing quarterback, Jack? I know that you have to be able to process defenses. You have to be able to read the defenses, and you also have to make plays from the pocket. And if you want to make a criticism of Jalen, he didn't make plays from the pocket last night.
And that's my exact point. So I don't understand what.
But he's
won
the Super
Bowl. You need to be an NFL quarterback to realize that he can't get the
Well, you probably do because it's. This is one thing I can tell you about Jack is that the college game is different than the NFL game because it moves a lot faster. And a lot of times when quarterbacks have issues with that, it's because they can't process the information fast enough. Because the players that you're playing against, you know, like when you go to these elite schools, the players are a lot better. And in the NFL, you're playing against the best of the best. So when you are trying to make those progressions that you made in high school and college, they're a little bit harder to make because those passing windows, they close up a little bit faster. I wasn't trying. You know what, Jack, you're right. I came at you the wrong way. But there is something that I know that you'll probably find out when you do eventually play is that the competition that you played against at, what, 5A or 6A, it's going to be a little bit different when you get to that level when you actually start playing in college. I do know that for a fact. And then when you make it to the next level, if you're blessed enough to make that, which I hope you do, then you will see that the competition is a lot stiffer at that next level.
And Hugh, I appreciate that. But at the same time, we got to realize that Jalen Hurts is in what season now? I mean, this is fifth season
six,
now or something
six,
like that.
Six.
But here's the reality, Jack.
We're paying him 50-some million a year.
But here's the reality of this, Jack. Regardless of whether or not you like the way Jalen's playing, he's been in the league for 5 years, right? He's had success every year that he's been in the league. And it's safe to say, Jack, that he might have success this year. And he's been to two Super Bowls. So the thing that I was trying to get you to see the last time that we had this conversation was, yeah, Jalen's skills might be diminishing. I'll give you that. No question about that. But you can't take away from his accomplishments. And you know what, Jack? I'm going to do another thing. I will apologize to you because I came at you the wrong way. I apologize for that. As a grown man, I should have never done that. But – you know, I come from an era when, you know, you got kids that are younger than you that are still learning and they're being disrespectful. You kind of put them in their place. So I apologize for getting out of my having a little bit of a tone with you. But the bottom line is this, Jack. Jalen Hurts is an accomplished quarterback. And now he is playing bad. But to sit here and try to diminish what he's accomplished, that's ridiculous. That's just like me coming on here trying to diminish the championship that you won in high school. Right. And then saying because you got hurt and you're not starting now that you're not a good quarterback. You see the correlation that I'm trying to make there?
No, Hugh, I completely get it, but we're talking NFL here. And again,
we're talking football, Jack. We're talking football. Like, I was wrong when I made it about the NFL. You're right. But now we're just talking football. And like I said, I can't diminish what you accomplished in high school because that's a huge achievement. It's a huge achievement going 7-4 and leading your team to a championship. But you can't – the bottom line is this. You got hurt, but I can't diminish what you've already accomplished. That's all I'm saying.
No, and Hugh, no one's taken the Super Bowl away from him. No one's taken that away from him. But there's a difference between accomplishment and talent. There's a big difference.
Okay,
and
but Jack,
Jalen Hurts lacks
but
in
Jack,
the talent
but
department.
Jack,
he
but,
does.
But you know where it's when you say stuff like that, Jack, that's where it becomes a little bit disrespectful.
All right, Jack, appreciate it, man.
Because you haven't even reached – Jack, you haven't even started in college yet. And yet you're trying to sit on here and diminish what Jalen's done. And like I said, I wish you nothing but the best. But that's not fair and that's not right when you try to diminish something that somebody has done that you're aspiring to do. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we don't have to – like, listen, we're in a space where we let everybody speak, right? But when you come on here – and try to tear somebody down to lift yourself up, Jack, we're not going to do that. I apologize. You're right. I should have been grown up in this situation. I apologize for that. But you're not going to do that. That's not going to happen here. Not going to happen.
All right, 215-592-9494. Very normal show today is where all the Eagles have us all losing our minds. I threw my pen in the first segment. It bounced, almost hit Hugh. We've yelled. We've screamed. I think at one point I might cry. Kyle's probably already cried back there at some point.
I've cried three times.
Yeah, okay. 215.
Once from tears of joy when we re-signed Kyle Schwarber.
5 years, 150. Best news we got all day. All right, where do you come down on all this? We'll get back to the phone calls. I want to get to what Jeff McClain wrote in the Inquirer because it feels like it might be the next domino in this situation with Jalen Hurts, his job status, what the Eagles are thinking. We'll get to what players are saying about the quarterback. Jalen's struggling. For the first time in 5 years, it was 2020 last time I sat here and said, we have a quarterback problem. I didn't think we'd get there. I think we're there now. Where do you come down at all? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.